Hello, everyone. Welcome to our 35th event in the Sensitive Empowerment Community. I'm Julie Bieland, a psychotherapist and founder of this community. Today's event is called How to Keep Your Boat Afloat in Uncertain Times, Commitment to and Trusting Change with Michael Smith of Empath Connection. Dr. Michael Smith is a former mental health counselor who now helps you as an empath or sensitive person connect with your divine essence. So welcome, Michael. Hi.
I'm here.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. Sorry. As usually happens, you know, when we get so many amazingly gifted, sensitive people together, sometimes the energy can go a little funky. And so that's what's happening here. And trying to get my computer to, let me see if I can get the video going here.
Okay, great to see your lovely face. Cecilia has a great question too. We get this question a lot, what the difference is between HSP and empath. I don't know if you feel like answering that, Michael.
Sure. So basically to make it, you know, kind of, these are just labels. As many of you probably understand, you know, some of you may resonate with the term empath, and some of you may resonate more closely with the term sensitive. And these labels just describe one ability that every single being on the planet, the potential is there for us to become aware of how we are affected by the of other people, the environment, the world, the universe, the cosmos. So to make it very short and for the benefit of our human mind, the way that I've always looked at it is that sensitive people may not necessarily have the spiritual awareness that an empath does. At least this is what I've discovered in my work. I'm not saying that this by no means that, you know, highly sensitive people are certainly very spiritually attuned and very creative and in tune with source. And yet the label empath, the people that at least that have been attracted in my groups and my online community tend to have a little bit more commitment to wanting to use their sensitivity in a way that will help other people. And if you want to call that spiritual, we certainly can. Great question.
Yeah, it's always interesting to hear how different people answer that question too, because it's asked a lot. And then she was also asking about touching on how empaths can deal with picking up on COVID-related collective anxiety, which you may be covering today.
Yes, and so, you know, I would love to hear, you know, covering anxiety. That's such a you know, the word anxiety itself, we want to break that down and really understand that the word is, it describes a process of energy movement. And when energy moves, it can take many forms. So for you, perhaps the anxiety of the world right now, you are feeling physically. And maybe you're getting hot flashes like many, maybe you're getting sweats, maybe you're noticing your heart palpitating and your nervous system may actually be more on overdrive than even ever before. So that's, it may take that form. Anxiety also takes the form of overthinking. Maybe your mental body is on overdrive and you're having difficulty turning off your, what you understand to be your mind. There actually is no such thing as your mind. So this is where the work that I do is very spiritual. I guess that's the only word that I would use, in the sense that we connect to the fact and the truth that we are all one. And what you are maybe picking up on in the collective right now and in the world are what we call thought bubbles, thought forms that are seated and have been seeded into humanity since the beginning of time. And over time, they get strength, they get stronger or weaker depending on the age in which you live. Right now, we are living in an age where the predominant thought bubble, or at least one of the predominant thought bubbles, is I'm not good enough. That's something that pretty much everyone on the planet right now is being asked to deal with or look at or uncover or address. Other thought bubbles right now, will I have enough? Do I trust the universe enough? These are questions, actually. These aren't necessarily thought bubbles. The thought bubble would be, I don't have enough. This is born of fear, or I will not have enough, or I am not enough. They're all related and connected to each other. So that energy of, which is a fear-based thought bubble, may be playing out in you, and maybe pinging, what we call pinging up against or causing spiritual friction in your own vessel, your own mind, which you understand your mind to be. And you may be overthinking, because right now there's so much uncertainty. We're being asked to shift. We're being asked to commit to new paradigms, new identities, new jobs, new relationships, new places to live. You are being asked as a soul living on the planet now in this time to be very, to align yourselves with what your intuition, and some might call your soul, is asking you to do. And so we will get into some techniques for anxiety later on in the call. It's important to lay that foundation before we get to the techniques, that anxiety is a collective experience. It's not just you. It's, if you think it's just you, you're asking yourself to broaden your mind to such a degree and open it to the fact that we are all living in this together. And yes, so we'll get to some anxiety techniques, and it's important to lay that foundation first, that we're all unique manifestations of the divine moving in a collective storm right now, and our boats are being move to different areas of the sea.
Very well worded. I like the visual of that, actually. Michael, what do you think are the evolutionary advantages of sensitivity and how that might play out in this changed world we're experiencing?
The evolutionary advantages are that we have the mirror neuron system in the brain, and it affects, that's one of the origins of our sensitivity. The other is the auric field. The energy field itself is, for sensitive people, what we call diffuse or porous. It's more porous. It lets more in. So those are the two primary areas where the sensitivity is born of. Of course, then you have trauma. And if you ever have early childhood trauma, we become more on alert. Where's the next threat coming from? That's part of it. Some of us have made soul contracts, what we call soul contracts, to be here. That's the origin of some of our sensitivity. Some of us have been disassociated, and then we let in more energetic debris into our energy field. That's a reason for sensitivity. So in this day and age, can you remind, I'm sorry. My own mind lost a little track of the question. Can you remind me of the question there?
That's okay. I do the same thing. I think that's an HSP thing. Our brain kind of takes off
in
all kinds of directions, right? And it's interesting anyway. It doesn't even matter if we stay on track. I'm pretty sure everyone's finding this interesting. Just about the evolutionary advantages of sensitivity.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. So we are able to understand what another person is going through because of that mirror neuron system, and because of the origin, wherever the origin is coming from, we are able to understand what another person is going through, what another animal is going through, what Mother Earth herself is going through. And because of that, that allows us to make decisions that are in alignment, better alignment with the collective, with our fellow man as we are social creatures. So that is built into animals, it's built into humans, and we are seeing a majority of the human population now, at this point in time, waking up to the fact that we all, if you're on the planet Earth right now, you are a sensitive person, you know, almost certainly, to the point that you may not identify as such, and yet the potential for your awareness is there. Not everyone has the same level of mirror neurons. Not everyone has the same level of ability to take in energy or absorb energy or perceive energy. And yet the potential is there, the seed is there in all of us on the planet right now. And the more that we do events like this, Julie, thank you for hosting this event, the more that we can spread the word about you know, the beauty of our gifts that Creator has given us and the ability to use those gifts in service to each other and therefore to the universe, source, spirit, or God, whatever word that you use.
Isn't it wonderful to be able to be talking about this right now? And to, I think it's so meaningful for us to have these kind of conversations.
It really is. You know, it's fun. It's something that I'm just been so grateful to be able to share and to see all. I can't really see your faces. I think everyone's got their cameras turned off. Big shock. Most of us are introverts. You know, so yes, it's, you know, it's a very auspicious time in human history. And we're here at a very important time, and you are here at a very important time. So I'm really interested to open up the lines and hear everyone's what questions you might have, and what questions, more importantly, that you're asking the universe. I mean, let's be honest. When you're asking a question of Julie, or when you're asking a question of me, you're actually asking that question of yourself, because you have the knowledge seated in you already. And our only role, my role, is to help you discover the answers that are already within you. My computer's doing a little freezing up. Can you still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Just can't. Are you going to be able to get onto video today, or is that not?
No, my computer's not letting me do the video.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll make this an audio session.
Okay.
That's okay. That works too. And sometimes even with audio, you can, I don't know if you feel this way, Michael, but sometimes with audio, it's like you can even dive in a little bit deeper because you're not paying attention to the visual. So you can kind of go deeper into a conversation or a subject or even a feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The voice, for many years, I worked only with audio, and I would use my voice as you know, like right now, the intention is to bring you into a state of slowness. And so just check in with your own energy. Slow it down. Breathe. 7 seconds on the inhale. 7 seconds on the exhale. And without the visual, you have the potential for a more internal experience. And you can still do that with video, and yet the video, in my experience, takes us a little bit away, depending on whether you're visual or auditory, or how you learn. It's amazing when we get together how the energy, all of us, you know, synchronizing our energy together can be felt. So thank you, all of you, for doing, slowing down your breath. And this would be a good time to do a meditation, to take this energy a little bit deeper. So just imagine a hollow tree, hollowed out tree, touch the bark. What does the bark look like? Look up at the branches. How high do they go? Say hello to the tree. Introduce yourself to it. Thank it for what it's about to do for you. Now step into that hollowed out tree with your mental intention. And look below your feet into the center of the earth and look at how far those roots go down. Take a look at those roots. How are they shaped? You can see underneath the earth. You can see the roots. Are they thick? Are they thin? Are they shallow? Or are they deep? However that appears for you, double the size with your mental intention, double the size of the roots in terms of their thickness, and then take it down even further into the earth if you can. Grounding yourself even further. And now we ask the energy of the earth to move up from those roots, from the center of the earth, breathing you up through the valves in the bottom of your feet, allowing the energy up, up, up on the inhale. And allowing that energy to move as high as it'll go, asking it to move as high as it'll go. If it can get up past your heart or into your heart, fantastic. No pressure to create the movement. It'll just move on its own. The branches represent your connection to spirit, source, God, the heavens. So if you want to strengthen your connection now to the heavens or to spirit or source, take those branches up with your mental intention even higher. Take them higher, as high as they'll go. You may want to connect them to a planet or the sun. And just notice, How are you experiencing this exercise? What does that do for you? Does this calm your anxiety? Does this calm your nervous system? How are you feeling? I'd love to hear how everyone experienced that. If you can type into the chat, I don't know if you're processed, Julie, or.
Yeah, sure. Everyone can type into the chat. Yeah, Johnny says very calming. I agree. I think it's very calming. And Becca says calming, and I love the visualizations. Tina says calming feels like a sanctuary just for me. Oh, I like that. I agree. It's beautiful to be able to slow down like that. And I love the idea of the roots. Cecilia says so relaxing. I love Michael's voice. Yeah, Michael, you have a wonderful voice for something like
this. Thank you.
It is very relaxing to listen to you and to give us that visual. And what a great example of how we can just take a few moments like we did just now and slow everything down. What a wonderful way to slow that, I call it that motor inside of us to slow it down. Linda says, made me smile, reminds me of where I like to walk, talking to the trees. I do that calming. Lovely. I love that.
Oh, thank you all for doing that because, you know, when we do this, when we get on calls like this, the energy fields, even though it may not, your mind may not be able to understand the mechanics of how it's possible, our energy fields do merge. And you can feel everyone on the call. So when we synchronize together like that, boy, it's really powerful. And it thank you all for doing that, because it, you know, it can be felt, and I can feel it right now, and boy, it feels so good.
It does feel good. And I love these moments together too, when we connect like this and from all over the world connecting, and to step into that space that you brought us in, to be able to do that together. And also, I just love the idea that, you know, we, in the reminder that we can step into a space like this every day, every time we need it, several times a day if we need it. Is this part of some of your energy techniques that you use to calm anxiety?
Yes, it is. You know, that meditation I've been using for a long time, and we use that in our group classes. We do that as one of the options. The other technique that we like to use is work. See, when you calm yourself, you may not understand, when we get into that state of calmness and peace, your vagus nerve is actually activated. So what the vagus nerve does is it's the nerve that is in charge of the fight or flight and response and activating the parasympathetic nervous system. So when you are meditating, your vagus nerve is activated, and you brought out of the fight or flight state that most of the collective is in right now. And so there are many, many other ways to activate your vagus nerve. You can splash cold water on your face, or dip your face in a bowl of cold water. Cold water on the face reduces anxiety. You can do the thymus thump, where you just take your right hand and put it kind of in a clenched fashion. And I wish I had my video on right now so you could see this. You just tap the spot in between at the collarbone, the top of your sternum, in between the left and the right collarbone where they meet at the top of the sternum there. You just kind of tap your thymus. That activates your vagus nerve. Your vagus nerve is activated when you do, we do a protocol in my classes, the Empath Academy. Every week we do 2 to 3 new energy exercises. And one of them is a little known technique where you can make a fake smile. So everyone go ahead and just make a fake smile, meaning you're going to pull your cheeks back into a state of exaggerated tension for 3 to 4 seconds, hold it, and then release. And then do it again, give you 1 to 2 seconds of release, and then do it again. Fake smile, cheeks back, eyes open, kind of cringing. Really exaggerate that muscular tension for 3 to 4 seconds, and then relax. And then do it again and find your own rhythm. Do this on your own rhythm for about 10 more seconds. And some of you may notice tingles, some of you may notice warmth. Every time I do that, I get a surge of chills and like energy up and down my spine. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down, depending on what the energy of the body needs. So that's a hack, what we call a hack of the vagus nerve, something you can do really simple. And Julie, what you were talking about a little while ago, you know, it doesn't have to be an hour of meditation to get to that peace state. You can do something like 30 seconds of what we just did, that fake smile. And again, I'd be interested to hear, type your responses into the chat so I can see what y'all felt with that. And you can now work that into your routine, into your toolbox, to the extent that in this day and age, energy is moving so quickly in the collective, it's moving so quickly in you, and your ability to hold light, and therefore, you know, light is energy, ability to hold light, high vibrational energy. It does, yes, Cecilia, thank you. Yes, it does create an energy surge, exactly. And so doing something like that on multiple times a day, as you mentioned, Julie, rather than having to sit down and do an hour of meditation. Now, an hour of meditation is fantastic. And for many of us, it's going to be increasingly needed. as we move forward, as the collective energy increases. And, you know, it's from everything my intuition is telling me, and everything that spirit, my spiritual connection is telling me, is that this energy of the collective is going to increase in terms of the chaotic nature of the fear that is out there. That will likely increase. So for us as sensitives and empaths to keep our boat afloat in this sea of uncertainty, this sea of turbulence, we will need to, if you haven't started a meditation practice, now is the time to do that. Start with 5 minutes, work your way up to 10, 20. You know, these vagus nerve hacks and the thymus thump and any kind of, you know, EFT processes like emotional freedom technique. Many of you probably already use that. Any kind, whatever technique works for you, work that more rigorously and commit, you know, ask yourself, what is my physical body wanting me to commit to in terms of its ability to synchronize with the waves of peace that are being created, that we just did, we created, we tapped into that energy of peace. What is my physical body asking of me to commit to for the rest of the year or right now that I haven't been doing that it's asking me to do? So this is one of the pillars of what we call commitment to empowerment in the work that I do. So the first pillar is the physical pillar, where your physical movement pillar, okay? So this is getting outside, taking walks, which a lot of us have been doing since we've been in quarantine. This is things like just stretching your arms right now. Go ahead and outstretch your arms horizontally and to the point where you can feel the biceps, you know, your right out to the right and your left out to the left horizontally. And pretend that there's a muscle man pulling your fingers in either direction. So you're really getting a tendon stretch in those, in the arms, and the biceps are stretching out. And what you're doing unknowingly is yoga. This is, little did you know that you think you'd be getting on a call where you can't even see me and you're doing yoga. Feel how good that feels, okay? You're releasing neurotransmitters in the brain right now every time you stretch. That's why stretching feels so good. It's not just the muscles feel great. That's fantastic. You actually release neurotransmitters in the brain. And so the more stretching you do, the more yoga you do, the better you feel, because you get a rush from the brain of all those feel-good neurotransmitters. So the physical movement, again, getting back to that pillar, what is your body asking you to do? For many empaths and sensitive, it's almost required to get cardiovascular activity. And this is where the heartbeat gets racing, you sweat a lot. You know, for many years, that was required of me because about 10 years ago, let's say, I was having a really crappy diet. I was eating a lot of junk food. And the only way that I could get away with eating the junk food and keeping my vibration high the way that I was in the work that I was doing is if I did cardio. That was kind of like the offset that my body was saying, all right, if you're going to eat junk food 10 years ago, you got to do cardio to keep your system high vibe. Now, these days, I don't do a lot of cardio because I've changed my diet. So I've raised raise the vibration to the point where I don't need cardio. My body doesn't need it. My body craves yoga these days, stretching, just walking, right? So everyone's system is different. Your system is unique. Ask yourself, what is my body asking me to do more of in terms of physical movement or less of?
I like that. I often tell HSPs to, like, every time we go to the bathroom, that's a great time to, because we're doing that throughout the day, to just check in with yourself. And sometimes I'll even, if I'm working a lot and I go in and I'll do a couple of yoga stretches or something every time I go to the bathroom, and just check in with myself. It's a great time to do it throughout the day.
Yeah, that's a fantastic reminder. You know, when we do affirmational work, some of the work that we do, we ask you to check in with your mental body, and we do some work there. And one of the things that I always encourage you, if you are working with the I am statement, I am. So in this day and age, manifestation is, this is another topic that is very important. Our ability to manifest, just in the way that several of you felt that surge of energy down the vagus when you did the vagus nerve exercise, that is, you're becoming what we call in the indigenous traditions that I work with, Lakota Native American traditions that I've been trained in, we call that becoming a hollow tube, to the point where so much energy just flows through you. It doesn't get stuck in you. And that, for a lot of empaths and sensitives, is it gets stuck in us because we're not doing the things that we need to do to keep our vibration high. Like, we are using addictions instead of healthy methods to soothe our anxiety. So many of you likely, we've got how many, 12 people on the line here. It's usually around 40% of the people that I work with have some relationship to food that is unhealthy. So this is where you're eating junk food, and that lowers your vibration, and it's actually helping. You may think it, you know, temporarily it gives you comfort, right? In the long run, though, when you use a lot of processed food and artificial ingredients, it lowers your vibration so that you're actually going to attract more of what you don't want, which is negative energy. The big buzzword that, you know, many of you don't want to absorb energy. Well, every time you go for the ice cream, the sugar, right? That's a big one. The comfort food, the sugar especially, it produces inflammation in the body. And, you know, you're going to therefore attract and absorb, your vibration will be lowered. So you're asking yourself right now, what am I willing to do? That's another pillar, by the way, food and substances, is to take a look at the food and substances that you are ingesting. Cannabis, for instance, in this day and age, there's so much light and high vibrational energy that for some of you, not all of you, your higher self is asking you to look very closely at your relationship to things like alcohol and cannabis. You know, 10 years ago, you just like the food, like I could get away with eating Doritos, like a bag of Doritos, my favorite thing ever. Love them. To this day, I sometimes have to grab my hand and say, no, you will not put your hand in the Dorito bag. So the same way that I restrain myself with that, some of you, not all of you, are being asked to, you're asking yourselves to, like, get real, okay? Come on. Cannabis. For some of you, your vibration is so high right now that cannabis actually lowers your vibration when it's used repeatedly. It does have a tendency for many of us in this day and age to allow you to leak energy from your field. It puts little tiny little holes in your energy field. So that food and substances, take a serious look at it. The third pillar is nature, getting out into nature, letting the trees and the ground heal you. Every time you touch a tree, you've got, the scientific explanation of this is, you got free electrons from the tree and the ground. When they touch your skin, they get absorbed by your body and they go and they reduce inflammation. So if you are eating Doritos like I used to, or whatever, sugar, if you had a little chocolate bar before you touch the tree, guess what? The tree actually neutralizes that. Now, don't let that give you, think that that gives you permission to just like, oh, okay, I'm going to have a
Doritos
chocolate.
Or, touch the tree.
Right? I'm just like, hey, I'm going to go touch a tree. Not quite. Just know though that it does help. So that's the third pillar, is getting out into nature. The
nature
fourth pillar,
is such a big one for HSPs
it
and empaths.
Is.
Becca,
it
Becca says, just read the ingredients of the Doritos and you may easily let go of your desire for them. Tina's joking, tree for dessert after Doritos.
Yeah.
that's so a good one. I love it, guys. And yes, nature, wow, that is like dessert to me. Nature, amazing, dude. It incredible how it can impact you. And if you,
yeah.
if I don't get it, I can feel it. It's something that I have to have every day, a little piece of it.
You know, the nature and the physical movement are the two pillars that in my experience, those are the top of the list for empaths and sensitive in terms of what my community has pledged that they want to do more of. It's nature is always number one. More time in nature, because we just can't get enough of nature, because we know that it heals us. It takes away the yuck. It takes away the slime that we felt when we used to walk into Walmart or when we could still walk into those public places. We would feel slimed. You know, that's the word that I use. You know, we would sometimes feel that icky energy in us. And yet in this day and age, we know and we that the vibration and the light is so prevalent now that our vibrations are being raised so quickly that that's kind of an old paradigm. And we are moving quickly into acknowledging the fact that when we say I am a free-flowing hollow tube of light and love. Everybody say that right now in your own words. I'm a free-flowing hollow tube of light and love. Just declare that to the universe and see what happens to you when you say it.
I like the commitment to it. And all of these things that you're talking about, it's like I can actually feel the flow of the energy and how important that is for us so that we don't get blocked and stuck since we're taking in so much. You got to keep that flow.
Yeah, absolutely. Commitment is the big word this year for all of us. Commitment to new energy, new identities. The old identities that we used to have, that you used to have, are likely falling by the wayside. Your relationship to who you think you are. Childhood memories are coming up right now in the collective. Sexual abuse memories are coming up from childhood for final acknowledgement, final clearing, and cleansing that out of your literal, out of your cells. Your body stores those memories as emotional energy. And so now it's that kind of stuff is coming up right now in the collective. The old is being purged or transmuted or transformed, whatever word resonates for you in all of us. And so commitment to the new, what is your soul asking you to do? For most of us on the line, I'd be willing to bet, and it's where I'd love to hear your responses on the chat. And I do have the ability to look at this chat now. My computer was freezing up. Your soul is asking you to make new commitments to perhaps for you, for many of us, it's relationships. Most of the clients that I work with are women somewhere between the ages of 30 and 60. Sometimes I'll get a 70-year-old or 80-year-old even. And for most of, I would say 50% of the clients that I work with that are women in that age category, 50% of them are with a partner that doesn't understand them, drains their energy, and they've been with that partner for, let's just say 30 years, 25, 30 years. They've been with that partner for way too long. This is the time where if that applies to you, you're being asked to make a courageous decision to really get real with yourself about whether this relationship is working. And for many of you, it's not. And so your soul is asking you to align with itself to make a decision to leave the relationship out of trust rather than fear. And I can tell this is relating to the, I can feel it in my heart right now that many of you are resonating with this. So please type into the chat box. If you're going through this right now and you know that what I just spoke is ringing true for you, let us know, because when you share and vocalize your own story, you give permission to everybody else on the line and everyone else in your orbit to do the same. Mm-hmm. So that's a big one. Relationships, and then of course jobs. Maybe you feel like your job is not resonating with you. That's an old energy, an old paradigm, right? Now we'll be given opportunity to revisit our whole identity, relationships, jobs, places where we want to live. Are you really excited about living where you live on the planet? Maybe it's time to think and dream about I don't know about you, but I've been thinking I'm here in Michigan and the winters are just insane. I'll use that word here.
I used to live in Minnesota.
I'm not declaring that.
I know that.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't, when I say the word insane, I'm not declaring that to the universe. I'm just saying it kind of out of laughter, like the winters are tough. And it's acknowledgement that my soul is asking me perhaps when the time is right to move to a warmer climate on the beach, in the ocean. For me, I'm a Scorpio, so I got to be around water and ocean, and a lot of sensitive people.
Oh, me too. Come to California.
Oh, I would love to. Love to. What part of California?
I'm near San Francisco in the Bay Area.
Oh, love San Francisco. Love it. Love it. Been there many, many times. It's such a beautiful area. Good energy.
Yes. We have a lot of people resonating with what you're saying.
Yep. My job's not resonating with me. Many childhood memories popping up from Cecilia. I thought it was just from having more time. Yes. All memories right now are being cleansed. They're brought to the surface. And so you may find yourself daydreaming about either, you know, happy times in your life. That's something that's coming up because you're literally recalling the energy of joy or tranquility when you got those happy daydreams. On the converse, we are also being asked to look at and address the memories that are not so pleasant. Those are coming up for healing in the dream time and also in our daily lives. So all of these things are changing. The energy is new now, it's different, and we're being asked to step into something new and you're being asked to almost certainly in some areas of your life to look at your behavioral patterns, your relationships, your jobs, we've said, your addictions. What are you addicted to? Social media, for instance, many of us have that addiction. And when we say addiction, we just simply mean behaviors that you make, that you choose to make, that are not in alignment with your highest self or not in alignment with your soul or whatever word you use, not in alignment with your true essence, right? That's a phrase you could use. So you all know, you all have good intuition. You know what resonates for you at this day and age and what doesn't. And now you're being asked to, instead of ignoring that dissonance, the dissonance you feel being in a behavioral pattern or a relationship or a job that doesn't feel right to you, that's dissonant energy. It produces a vibration of just in your field. And so instead of the dissonance, you want to align yourself with choices, behaviors.
Yeah, things that are meaningful, right?
Yeah, meaningful and bring you joy and peace and happiness. And many of you are asking yourselves, like, you know, if you just look at the collective right now, you're seeing people posting dance videos and singing and taking walks and pictures of flowers and all of these things, you know, music. And these are all joy. The energy of joy is present right now in the collective as more than it ever has been. So that's what we want to embrace and what you are likely asking yourself to embrace moving forward.
This is beautiful, Michael. You've given us so many good tools today. You've helped us with the concept of clearing and cleansing and alignment. And I love all of it. It's what wonderful tools you've shared today. And I really appreciate that. And I want to be mindful of your time too. Is there anything else, Michael, that you wanted to share with us?
Johnny says ice cream gives me great joy. Amen. Gives me great joy too, but then I usually pay for it. it's just been a pleasure. You know, I would love to, you know, if this rings true to you, I would just only ask you to visit my website at empathconnection.com. If this has sparked anything in you, we've got materials there, we've got resources. So you can go to empathconnection.com. You can see about the paid classes that we offer, which are pretty potent in the sense of you'll raise your vibration pretty quickly. We do a lot of energy work in that class. And so if you want to have the benefit of the group moving collectively and you want to learn, if it's resonate, that we put that invitation out for you to join our Empath Academy. A 5-week live group class. And then we've got other materials there as well, free resources, self-study classes, and make sure you get on my mailing list and you'll get mailed once a week on feature articles that I send out and energy updates to my community, which kind of we tune in to the collective energy and to let you know that, you know, others are going through this too. So I really appreciate you asking the question, Julie, to be able to connect with people that way.
That's beautiful. And I know that you have so many great things on your website, and really appreciate you today. And I'm so glad that this recording will become part of our HSP library. So people that will be watching it and are listening to it for years to come, All your wisdom and everything that you've shared, and it will become a very special part of our HSP library. So I definitely thank you so much for your time today and sharing all these wonderful tools that you did. And it was just a really beautiful experience. Becca says, I'm going to refer back to this recording. Very valuable info. I agree. Very valuable info. Thank you, Michael. It was a pleasure to get to talk with you. We'd been on a summit together, but we never got to actually speak together.
Yeah. It's been so great. I really appreciate the invite, Julie, and everyone who joined the call live today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here, everybody. And I love that you all participated. And if you end up watching the replay, post in the comments. And thank you, everybody. And we got lots of thank yous coming through. Great to meet you and talk to you, Michael. And you take really good care of yourself. And thanks, everybody, for being here.
Take care.
Bye-bye. To learn more about my sensitive empowerment community and the resources that I offer highly sensitive people, visit sensitiveconnection.com. Thank you.